join us waiting for more trapped after this wedding. It is back on your favorite radio station, One Love Radio. Join us this Friday at 16 hours for uplifting gospel hits, powerful messages, and the encouragement your soul needs. The Right Joint, where the spirit meets the sound.
Up next, the news bulletin.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio, the headlines. Zambia Tourism Agency launches Global Tourism Promotion Campaign. 2,100 children targeted for malaria vaccination in Kalabo District. Mines Ministry records major progress in countrywide mapping exercise. In foreign news, Cameroon awaits poll results as opposition leader declares himself winner. And in sports, Zambian striker Natasha Chilufya shines on and off the pitch with a bachelor's degree. For the news in detail, my name is Faith Zulu. The Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development has announced a major landmark in the countrywide high-resolution aerial geophysical survey, confirming that 42.6% of the country has been successfully mapped as of October 15, 2025. Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development Principal Public Relations Officer Shamwinda Tembo says the survey, launched in July 2024, is a comprehensive survey and a cornerstone of the government's strategy to unlock the nation's mineral potential. Mr. Tembo says the survey aircraft are currently operating in the northwestern province, covering Kasempa and Solwezi districts, and have also begun work in southern province, mapping Namwala, Zimba, Kalomo and Choma districts. He says the progress follows the recent completion of the first major phase in August 2025, which focused on districts in northwestern province, including Ikilengi and Mwinulunga, as well as parts of Manyinga, Kabompo and Mufumbwe. The completed phase also included Kaomo district in the western province. Now, government has contracted the specialized firm Excalibur to conduct the exercise, which remains on track for completion by next mid-year.
The Minister of Mines and Minerals Development would like to report that the countrywide high-resolution aerial geophysical survey has now successfully mapped 42.6% of Zambia. This is a crucial step in unlocking our nation's mineral potential. The survey aircraft are currently active in northwestern and southern provinces. This initiative is on track for completion next year. Once completed, it will provide a modern geological database to boost mineral exploration, attract new investment, and significantly contribute to our national economic growth. We are building a data-driven future for Zambian mining.
The Zambia Tourism Agency, ZTA, has officially launched an innovative six-month worldwide tourism promotion campaign on Expedia booking platform, one of the world's leading online travel agencies. ZTA Chief Executive Officer Matongo Matamwandi says the strategic partnership aims to position Zambia as a premier travel destination and to achieve a target of 3 million international arrivals by 2026. Mr. Matamwandi says the launch agrees with a global trend, as 34 million people worldwide are planning to visit Africa in 2025, with 76% expressing interest in safari holidays. He says Zambia's rich, authentic and untamed safari experiences. I'll read that again. He says Zambia's rich, authentic and untamed safari experiences uniquely position the country to capitalize on the interest, offering travelers unforgettable adventures in its renowned national parks and iconic landmarks like the Victoria Falls in Southern Province and the Safia Beach in Lwapula Province. Mr. Matamwandi emphasized the importance of this campaign for the promotion of Destination Zambia and the opportunity it provides for Zambia tour operators to directly connect with tourists on the Expedia booking platform. Now, still in local news, the Ministry of Health will next year commence a malaria vaccination exercise targeting about 2,100 eligible children in Kalabo District, Western Province. The children to be vaccinated are those between the ages of 6 and 8 months old. Malaria Elimination Officer Mwala Monde said the malaria vaccine is safe, effective and capable of disrupting the vector incubation cycle. Mr. Monde said during a stakeholder engagement meeting that vaccines have already been dispatched to all health facilities across the district in readiness for the vaccination campaign, which starts on 27th October 2025 and ends on the 2nd of November 2025. Kalabo District qualifies for the administration of the malaria vaccine as it recorded 483 malaria incidence cases per 1,000 population in 2024 and 476 cases per 1,000 population so far in 2025. He stressed that an eligible child would only be fully vaccinated against malaria after receiving four jabs. He, however, stated that a fully vaccinated person can still contract malaria, but without severe illnesses which could result in health complications and death. According to Zanis, Mr. Monde explained that malaria ranks as the first cause of visitations to help facilities among children below the age of 5 years in the district, hence the need for a multi-sectoral approach such as vaccination in order to complement other existing vector control interventions. Now, over $247,000 has been spent in the purchase of 70 motorbikes aimed at improving immunization efforts in rural areas. Speaking during the handover of the 70 motorbikes in rural-based CEOs in Chongwe District, Churches Health Association of Zambia Chief Executive Officer Sichali Sichinga says the motorbikes will go a long way in improving immunization and reach the far-flung places. Mrs. Sichinga says the motorbikes will have significant impact in improving accessibility of vaccines for children, especially in rural areas.
The 70 motorbikes have been purchased at a total of $247,000 with the support of Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance. Today, therefore, marks a significant milestone in our collective efforts to increase immunization coverage in the nation.
Now, speaking at the same event, Zambia Civil Society Immunization Platform, ZCSIP, Chairperson Ronnie Jere has expressed confidence of enhanced awareness on immunization through the motorbikes.
I am confident that members will ensure that the far-to-reach communities are reached with information on the importance of immunization services to address vaccine hesitancy, reduce on missed opportunities, and increase on the uptake of these services.
Now, Senior Chief Mburuma of Luano District in Central Province has called on government through the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, to open community maize cell depots in Luano Valley in Senior Chief Mburuma, Chief Mbosha and Chief Tembe, where maize will be stored. Senior Chief Mburuma said this when United Party for National Development, UPND National Chairman for Special Duties, William Banda, paid a courtesy call on him. The Senior Chief Mburuma says there is looming of hunger in Luano Valley due to floods, animal conflicts experienced in the previous farming season. He explains that it is expensive for people to travel long distance in search for maize as they are struggling to make ends meet. The senior chief Mboroma has further called on government to start distributing relief food to the aged and the sick in the Nuano Valley. Meanwhile, the senior chief Mboroma has expressed displeasure at the slow pace the construction of senior chief Mboroma Palace is moving using the Constituency Development Fund, CDF. He says the construction works, which commenced in 2022, have delayed with only one road quarry and one